Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 362. I'm Patafria.
Hey, I'm Lev.
Lev is here. I just had a cigarette, so I'm like nice and woozy. I've had quite the afternoon. People have been pissing me off nonstop. I'm having chest pains, but I'm happy to be here. It's a nice little escape. It's a pretty day. Before we start, I want to quickly just wish a happy birthday to Kendra, aka Business Tits, and also Katie Marie. I don't know if Katie Marie is the kitten in the clubhouse. I'm hoping she is. She is a listener that I actually met at the hospital when you were in the hospital having your procedure. She was like in line checking in behind me, I think, and then reached out and was like, yeah, I'm a listener, long time listener, and yeah, like gave me a hug and stuff. It was really sweet.
That's nice.
So yeah, she had a birthday. Hope you guys enjoyed your birthday. I also want to take a minute to thank you guys for the new reviews. We got about 3 new ones. I'm really happy. Please also subscribe on the YouTube and share us out. Help with the visibility. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I was going through like clips and stuff the other day, and I realized I got my kids' ages wrong. I think it's when I was talking to you about I have a 28-year-old. Like,
you
gross.
Did say that.
Like, I don't have a 28-year-old at all. So I've reached
that
stage of motherhood where you don't know your kids' ages. I was going through the clip, and I was just thinking, like, that sounds old. Like, I don't know. That just feels old to me. I do not have a 28-year-old.
It was actually old. You're like, wait, I'm not 65.
I was so matter-of-fact. Like, he's fucking a 28-year-old. Like, I have a 28-year-old. Like, just, oh, my God. No, I don't. Okay, so let's just get that out there. No, I don't.
Were you the only one to catch that?
Apparently, yeah. But I just thought about it, and then I did some math, and then I busted out the calculator, and I'm like, I totally got the older one's ages wrong. Like, I've been aging Stinkers by a year, and I've been aging Mona by about a year also. So,
got it.
Quick correction. This weekend, I've been spending a lot of time with Peas. Bunny was gone. She is spending time with her best friend for her birthday. I think they like went out to like a little house party situation or something yesterday. I don't know what they're doing tonight. And then tomorrow, I think they're going on like some kind of boat thing in the morning. I need to get more details about that. Some type of boat with her parents. So yeah, that sounds fun.
Do you know what body of water?
I don't. I need to find that out. Makes me a little nervous. People did die in the bay recently that were on like a memorial boat excursion.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the bodies were ever found of the two people that were missing. I think one of them was. I don't think the other one ever was. So that scares me a little bit. Yeah, I'll get details before I green light.
She'll be okay.
So yeah, the weekend was kind of crazy. It's been me and Peace hanging out. She's with her people right now. I think she's with her grandparents, probably playing the piano over there, which is cool. She's a lot. I discovered that she has, I already kind of knew she had this a little bit, but it's like a little more severe than I thought. Object empathy. I do this also.
What is that?
You feel sorry for inanimate objects where you like think they have feelings, and it leads to hoarding tendencies. I'll say that because I think outfits and toys and objects.
Like, give me an example of what she's.
I feel I don't want to throw that sweater away because I've had it forever. It was with me through important shit and I feel sorry for it. Or like, I don't want to put this stuffed animal on my bed and not the other one because I'm going to hurt the other one's feelings. I eat the end piece of the bread because people call it ugly and I don't want to hurt its feelings. So I go for that one first. or ugly carrots. I eat the ugly carrots first.
I feel
first
like that's
because
sweet, that empathy sweet.
This is what I do with everything. Food, clothing, all kind of shit. Yeah. When I'm getting rid of stuff, I feel guilty.
So you feel like this. I thought it yes. was sweet that peace feels this way. You still
have this. I feel like
this.
Yes. And, but I've never expressed it verbally around her.
That makes sense that you do, because there's yeah. certain times, like, I feel like paper towels, soda's not like, being finished. Like,
well, yeah, that's just my cheapness, I think. That's my not wanting to be wasteful. I'm psychotic gotcha. About that, not finishing food and shit. I get really crazy about with the kids and stuff.
So you feel bad for a piece of bread?
Yes, I will go for the ugly piece because I feel guilty. Because I know other people are thinking it's ugly and
I'm
they
sorry
won't
to laugh.
Want to eat it. This is how my brain works.
I did not
but it's
know.
Like, yeah, yeah. Just part of my OCD thinking. But
I love that part.
She has this, and I've seen her not want to get rid of things in the past, clothing, stuff like that. And I thought it was just because she like really liked the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, she has headphones that she plugs into her iPad when we don't want to fucking hear what she's playing nonstop. So I tell her, go get them because we're about to watch a movie. This is when Bunny was still at the house. Mm-hmm. And she goes to get them, but she didn't want to use them, whatever. I think she was like swinging the cord around. At some point, Mochi gets a hold of the cord and bites it in half. So breaks the headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she starts crying and I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll get some more. I think I paid like $5 for the fucking headphones.
Right.
I was like, throw them away. I'll get you some more. Don't even worry about it. She's crying. She's emotional about it. Mm. I tell her, go put them in the bag with the recycling stuff. And I hear her apologizing to it and saying goodbye and saying, I really love you. And I'm so sorry. And goodbye. This is goodbye. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, like she has my mental illness.
That is funny.
So, but she's like quietly having this conversation with them as she puts them in the garbage and is like apologizing and saying, I love you.
Oh, I wish my engineers had empathy for my cables
for the
and wires.
That yeah. yeah. So I was just like, fuck, I feel bad. She has that. So, but it makes sense why it's so hard for us to get together stuff to donate, clothes that right. she outgrows. And costumes that she outgrew, just shit that she doesn't even care to play with or wear, but she doesn't want to get rid of it.
Will she forget about stuff? Did you try to like get rid of it when
yeah,
she forgets
I,
about
I
it?
Yeah, I tried to just like get together shit when she's not home
gotcha.
Or when she's not in the room.
Well, hopefully that'll disappear. And she
or she'll be like me yeah. and fucking, yeah.
Like feeling bad for the ugly piece of bread.
Yeah, and the ugly carrots. Like I will eat the ugly ones
You'll
first.
Take the ugly piece of cake too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just any yeah,
just it's taking a mental
fucking
note.
Stupid. It's like a martyr situation. Like, yeah, don't worry, I'll take all the ugly stuff. Speaking of kids, why is everyone's kid obsessed with Michael Jackson right now?
They did a really good marketing job, I feel like.
That has to be in full effect. Like that has to be what it is from the film being released.
Yeah,
is
and
that
also there's a lot of people, probably the publishing, the people that own the music. There's probably just a
promoting
big resurgence.
Him.
Yeah.
I said before, I don't know if there's an influx on like YouTube or what, but when I say Pease is obsessed, and it's not just her,
it's a
Mercedes
thing.
Son is obsessed. Yep. Other people that I follow, their children are obsessed. I'm talking about somebody sent me a video today of their son. They're recording their son and he's asking their mom, do I look like Michael Jackson a little bit? Like a little bit. And she's like, no. And he's like, are you sure? And then cuts to him performing in the next room. Like the obsession is real.
Yep.
Pease can't decide if she wants to be him or if she wants to marry him.
Right. And they're fine with that. And
both.
And doesn't know that he's dead. But I think there's a huge amount of money being made by just reselling the brand. You know, he already makes, I think, some huge amount of money just as the catalog stands.
Yeah.
He's like still one of the top earners.
Okay.
For music.
Makes sense. And
so, yeah, I mean, whoever.
I feel like there's a huge surge lately because these kids are obsessed, like beyond obsessed.
It's crazy, though, that they just see him just as a brand new. I feel like a lot of kids
a new
are just
person.
Like,
he's
new. We never heard of him before.
Yep. Pease is trying to draw him. She's making characters on games. Does this look a little bit like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I'm like, is that what we're going for? I guess
like, there was the movie and the documentary, so people were trying to piggyback that as well. So I don't know. Yeah. At least it's good music, right? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, we can agree on that. Good. There's something. So you've seen the trend that's going around that's like the little music playing and it's a chair and people come sit down and they're like, they'll put a caption like getting ready for my Netflix documentary about Netflix blah, blah,
trend.
Blah.
I've heard about the Netflix trend. Okay. I've heard about it.
There's tons of them going around, right? Like super popular right now. The other day I came across one that's like, it's a girl. She goes, she sits in the chair and it's like getting ready for my documentary about Doug's tattoo shop in Oakland, California, or being a victim of Doug's tattoo. And I'm like, sign me up, sign me up. Like, I'm also a victim of Doug's tattoo shop and the creepiness. The amount of comments on TikTok on this lady's fucking post is alarming. A lot of people telling their stories of underage inappropriateness. And I'm like, same. So Doug is a creepy, perverted tattoo artist in Oakland, California. Been around forever. And when I was about 15, I got a tattoo. I'm like, who's going to tattoo me illegally?
They're like, Doug's?
First, Doug, I went to Ricky's with a passport of my sister's friend from Honduras. And they let me use it. I got a dragon on my stomach. That was like my first professional tattoo. I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mom called when she found out I had it and was threatening to have him shut down all the shit. Fuck that up. So I couldn't go back to Ricky's.
How did she know? You told?
She saw it and like started interrogating me. And I'm like, girl, I went to Ricky's. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? And so like, I didn't know it at the time. Place. But she called threatening him. Don't be threatening that man because you ain't got control of your kid.
Hmm.
Threatened him. Fucked it up. I couldn't go back there for
a while.
Ruined
it for a lot of people probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
So I heard about Doug's and they're like, if you go, he'll fuck with you. So me and some of my girls got together. We go to Doug's. He's like, yeah, he ain't asking for no ID, nothing. I think I had a half shirt on, dressed really slutty.
He's like, where do you want it? On the below
literally,
your breast?
Literally. So I decide I'm going to get the thigh paw prints. Okay.
Got it.
Total. Had them. You know, it was like popular.
Yeah. Yep.
Popular 90s tattoo, right? Baddie tattoo of the 90s. So I'm like, I want the paw prints on my thigh, on my skinny, tiny little teenage thigh.
Rawr.
Sure. He does the fucking stencil, puts it on. For no reason whatsoever, the last paw print is like, it might as well be on the side of my pussy lip. It's like
on
it's
your vagina.
On my vagina. It's like literally, it goes into the crease of my vagina. Like, years and years and years later, I had Neil cover that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why the fuck is the paw print way up here? He was like, this is hella awkward.
And you're like,
why?
Doug.
And I was like, let me tell you why. So, and he was so like fucking disgusted. But I tell him, you know, I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't stand up and look. He's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm trusting this bitch. He is tattooing me. And I had panties on. I had on a thong. And he had his fingers in my panties holding my vagina down the whole time he's tattooing me.
Got it.
Like,
he needs to get some grip.
Because that was necessary to hold it down while just thinking back, I want to kill him.
Doug's been at it a while.
And I let him do it.
He's been at it a while.
So what he does, and this is gross and it's without consent, he adds his little signature paw print on people's tattoos without their, that's like his trademark. So he does that without consent. He doesn't ask people. So he'll dot the I of a name with the paw print or whatever, or add it somewhere in the flower.
He's like hiding it in there. Like,
so he didn't do that on the paw prints and he didn't, he did multiple tattoos for me. So I actually didn't get the paw print. I don't know if maybe he didn't want like proof that he tattooed the underage child.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe if I was of legal age, I would have got it.
Maybe it's super hidden.
Maybe. Maybe he concealed it better than I thought. He gave me a tramp stamp. He gave me that. And he gave me the Gemini on my arm right here.
Mm.
I'm trying to think what else he did. A bunch of teenage fucking illegal tattoos from Doug. But yeah, he was creepy all the time. He always made us like take our pants off and like,
of course,
or take our shirt completely off for an arm tattoo. Not necessary like, at all.
Get those boobs out.
Yeah, he's I like, need you to need to be in your bra for this forearm tattoo. Like, made no sense. So yeah, look that up if you want Doug's tattoo. Oakland, California.
Go see him.
Go read the go book with him. No, go look up that post though and read the comments, and the stories in there are just like, fuck, like we all, he got us all. He's gross. He had like a ponytail. He was like,
I've heard of a couple people being exposed through that trend.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good
another
thing.
Story leads to another story. So this is actually really sad. Sarah, her last name was Duffy, but she was in the process of getting a divorce. I don't know what her name was going to be. But Sarah Duffy in Oklahoma was married to Sean Duffy, called himself Duff Daddy.
Oh, Duff Daddy.
This white couple, Duff Daddy, I believe, is like MAGA, looks like tattooed MAGA white dude.
Sounds like it would be some horrible shit.
In Oklahoma, he was a youth coach, and evidence was found of him making out with a 14-year-old that was like an athlete, I believe, that he was coaching, and his wife got wind of it, talked about it on her story,
mm-hmm.
filed for divorce, also filed a restraining order, and maybe a couple weeks later, participated in that challenge, made the post with the chair, getting ready for my Netflix documentary about how my husband ended up being a pedophile.
Was this a boy or a girl, by the way?
A boy.
Okay, just curious.
Posted it either that night or the next night. I think it was the following night.
Right.
He didn't give a fuck about the protection order, of course. Most men take that as a threat or like a dare, a challenge, you know? Like I've never been comfortable about a protection order. They really like don't protect.
They don't.
If anything, they antagonize the situation and put you in further danger. Yeah. But she did have a protection order and he broke it. He showed up, broke in the house where her kids were. I was unable to find out if they were also his children or just hers.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke in the house and he fucking killed her and then killed himself. And the police had already been building a case and they were getting ready to pick him up about these charges with the children. And it was a whole thing.
I feel like they want you to wait till some shit happens before they'll give you like a restraining order. Like, I feel like the police really like should give them out.
Well, you can get an emergency order of protection when there's violence. So I don't know if they had a physical altercation, but she already had it in place.
Right. But that's almost like too late. Like, before violence would be good.
Right. Exactly.
Like the first time he started hitting himself in the head or doing anything. Some wild shit. Like,
but, you know, it didn't help and it's really fucked up. And terrible. People are like, this is an example of why women don't speak out, or they speak out 20 years later and people are like, why did you take so long? Like, she spoke out. She did what she was supposed to do. Another part, he has a huge fucking following. He has like 370,000 followers on TikTok.
Mm.
Huge following. She's also a content creator, but I want to say she only had like maybe 50,000 followers. He had a huge platform. So she did the right thing and she spoke out and she was like, I found this out. This person is a fucking pedophile. I filed for a divorce, whatever. She did what people say you should do right away and she got murdered for it. Yep. So
it happens too much. It happens too much where women get ignored and then it's too late. I feel like.
But people discredit when you delay the telling on them, you know, but it's like, hello, when you tell right away, you know, no matter when you tell, you're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't.
Like, and a certain amount has to happen. Like I said before, they'll give you the order. So it's like, why am I going to go? It's terrible. Yeah. It's awful.
It is. So RIP Sarah.
Yeah.
I guess she had made some friends with a couple on TikTok that live in Miami. And the friend Courtney and her husband, they had flew her out a couple weeks ago and tried to cheer her up. And they like showed her a good time in Miami and were really trying to be a support system for her. And now they feel so guilty because like she went home and thought things died down a little bit. I don't know. But of course, psychos. There's people blaming her also. Like, well, you shouldn't have made that fucking
right, of course.
Trend. You
men.
Shouldn't have fucking.
Men
yeah.
blaming.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's just terrible. I mean, it happens so much that people shouldn't doubt what the fuck is going on.
Right.
It seems like it's always that crazy man.
It is.
With
it's
a
always
restraining order.
It's always a man. Yeah. Anyway, what are you convinced people are claiming they enjoy, but they don't? They really don't. What are you convinced that people are pretending to enjoy?
Golf.
Golf, really? That's a good one, because I'm like, how do you love that? And I know some golfers. Like,
I mean, I feel like if you're getting, it's like the guy's trying to get away from his wife for 8 hours, but you're just.
And get some sunshine.
Yeah, golf.
And some beers with the bros.
Yeah.
Other something. Than that, I don't understand how exciting it is, because even if you're good, right?
You have to
it's
going to really
take
good.
A few strokes. And you're never going to get a hole in one.
But you have to be really good to be good. That's the thing. It's kind of like baseball. Yeah. Like, can you hit the ball going that fast? Like, so I feel like it's just an excuse
like
to get out the house.
Baseball is way easier than golf.
Well, the problem is like, you have to have, like, hitting the ball is the hard part. That's all.
I've always been great at hitting the ball.
It's 110 miles an hour. I'm just saying, if you got 110, you'd never hit it. Like, it's, apparently it's that difficult, but only that part. So you can still eat and get fat.
Eat and get fat.
I mean, you can still be big. You just have to have the eyesight to hit the ball.
You
don't
still
have to
run.
Yeah,
you,
but
have,
you
can't be
not
fat.
Not if you knock that thing out of there. Like,
there's not a lot of fat baseball players.
If you go back and look at some of like the baseball players, they're kind of have some round bellies.
Some umpires.
Yeah.
Not some hitters.
Some hitters
that got to run bases, like.
Yeah, well,
I don't know about that.
If you look at, like, I can't remember his name, but one of the most famous guys, that if you know you can hit it out of the ballpark.
Golf just seems like, where's the thrill? Because you're hitting it to get closer, right? So it's a lot of walking. I don't know. Maybe if you just like being outside and talking shit. I don't know.
That's what I feel like. It's a good, because it's long too. Like, you got to do 16
takes
holes.
A long time.
Like, so you're like leaving for the day and you get to get away. It feels more like a,
bro time.
A getaway than it feels like a sport.
Yeah.
But
you know. I was going to say hiking. Are we really enjoying hiking?
Well, you don't,
I'm never enjoying hiking.
But you don't like camping either. You just tell me that the other day. Camping's
that's
not your favorite.
Spending the night. That's not
that's,
the same.
That's
as
like
hiking.
Hiking and spending.
Yeah, like I'm not hiking. Hiking is never. I used to go hiking with my dad a lot.
Right.
A lot. And I always thought it was weird. Why do you love hiking so much? Are you looking for places to put bodies? Why do you care about this? I could not figure it out. Never clocked him as like a nature guy. Mm-hmm. Turns out he really loves nature and always has. I just never looked at him that way.
Right.
And I always thought it was bizarre that he liked to go hiking and make me go with him as a kid. I hated it.
My parents liked hiking. I didn't get it either.
I did
it
a lot
like
with
torture.
Him as a kid. And it was just like, are we done? Then my stepdad's dad also liked hiking. So he was kind of like a grandfather figure to me. And right. I was going with him hiking. I just found myself hiking a lot.
I feel like that generation likes to hike. Like, that's a thing.
I don't get it. I was just like, can this be over? I'm hella hot. I want to eat something. I'm thirsty.
And then like, you're like in the middle of nowhere too. Like, you can't just stop and get a
yeah,
drink.
It was pretty, but like, you know, and there was always a view.
You could just drive
then,
there too.
Yeah, why don't we drive and park and look at it and then drive out? I don't know. I didn't get it. And then like later on, my mom asked me if he ever molested me, if either of them ever molested
on
me.
Those
on those
hikes?
Yes. And I'm like, if that was a concern, why were you letting me go?
Right.
Like I don't think
now,
it happened.
In hindsight.
She asked me about both of them molesting me. So that's great. I was like, yeah, good on you asking me as an adult now. Like
it just popped in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably would have been better to ask around the time. Whatever.
What
hiking, I
question.
Feel like people are not really enjoying that shit. If you enjoy it, talk to me about it, because I have questions.
I feel that way about most exercise, though. Too.
Most outdoor shit. Maybe I'm just not an outdoor girly.
I mean,
I don't
it's
know.
Okay.
I appreciate the beauty of nature.
Right. But they invented cars
like
for a
reason.
I would
like to be in a go-kart. I would like to be on a quad.
I'd like
I would
to
like
just
to
walk down to the beach and watch the sunset. I don't need to hike 14 miles to get there.
Honestly, I'm not a big beach fan either, because I have sensory issues and the sand and my feet is a problem. It's a fucking problem. I don't like it.
You don't like that feeling?
I hate it, in fact. I really fucking hate it. I've always liked swimming pools more because it just felt cleaner than like walking through sand. You can see the bottom. You don't like
things where
you can see. Yeah, I don't like to not see my feet in the water.
I didn't know sand though also.
Bothers me. Yeah.
So you're never, no one's burying you in the sand.
No, fuck no. I hate it, actually.
I used to love playing in the sand when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. So I think you guys are lying about loving hiking and loving golf.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So tell me, what do you guys what think else people do you are hate? Lying about? what do you think people are pretending to love?
Yeah.
That's the what real question.
That secretly hate.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I do hate. The amount of videos I've been getting about uncircumcised bean washing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what beans are. I know where we're going.
Listen, I get it, right? Calling it a bean, flicking a bean. I get it. I don't love that descriptor, but like I've heard it. I'm familiar with it. There's been a surge of videos I've been seeing lately of women claiming to be helpful. And they're like, I'm just telling you, like, I don't know if you were never taught this, but your bean is basically like a tiny uncircumcised penis. And you need to snatch your skin back to clean in there. I'm going to start screaming.
Oh my God.
Or you're going to get like cheese in there.
Clean your bean.
This makes me want to break my device and start screaming. What are we fucking talking about? So, like, I get it. Anatomy is different for everyone. Maybe some people have a lot more skin. Mm. Maybe some people it's more hidden. I don't know. I don't even want to know.
No.
I don't. I'm not opening this up for conversation. I want the videos to stop. I kind of, shit like this makes me miss when we didn't know so much about people.
Right.
I am a nosy person and I like to know a lot about people's experience as a fucking human. This is not part of that.
Not it.
Uncircumcised bean washing? You're gonna fucking piss me off.
How did you get that on your timeline?
I think lesbian videos. I think me searching and following a lot of lesbian content.
Got it.
Creators. And then it was like a lesbian complaining about that. Like, I don't know if your mom never taught you. My mom didn't teach me a lot of shit, but I get in there and like that's never been an issue. That's never been a discovery.
Just cleaning everything, right? Like, I'm not going to miss.
I'm getting in everything. I'm digging and hurting myself, getting inside everything.
You're scrubbing.
But I could see how maybe some people are lazy and aren't that thorough. I do want to talk to Alyssa and find out if she's ever seen bean cheese when she's waxing.
I feel like she has, if it exists.
I have questions, but this is a problem. If you have fucking bean cheese,
leave your comments below.
Throw yourself off a cliff because I'm going to. Oh my God. It just, it makes the feel, I can't even describe what I feel inside thinking about that. I can't.
Yeah.
But snatch your fucking, apparently snatch it back and get in there and hurt yourself because.
Yeah. Scalding water. Do something.
Apparently that's a,
that's a never thing. Shows up on my feed for some reason.
I get all the good shit. I don't know why I'm so blessed. What color, let me ask you this and you just tell me your first response. What color is Thursday?
Purple.
Really?
Yeah.
You're tripping. Thursday is orange. Thursday is like orange, maybe brown.
Yeah.
That's Thursday.
Brown?
Yeah, like an orangey brown.
That's not even a day for me.
Thursday. That's Thursday. Orange or brown.
Got it.
Not purple.
Not purple?
Not. Uh-uh.
Okay. I got that one wrong, guys. Wrong answer.
Tell me if you agree with me. Only if you agree, tell me.
Yep.
Or tell me what you think. I'm just kidding. Tell me what color you think Thursday is.
If it's orangish Thursday, brown.
6 p.m. is orange. Thursday is orange. Like,
okay, so what color is
today? The number 8 is orange.
What color is today?
Today's Sunday, yellow.
Yellow
is today.
Okay.
But like the number 8 is orange to me, Thursday, 6 p.m. Those are all the same, if that makes sense.
Is orange one of your favorite colors? No. You just like Thursday?
No, I don't.
Okay, well just give
I'm
me.
I'm not partial to any of those.
Give me,
that's just.
Just give me the whole week.
I don't know.
See,
I'm focused on Thursday right now. It. I got to be like focused on the other days.
Gotcha.
Did you see the drama going around with Cool Kicks in LA?
Yes, that they've been selling fake shoes for years and years.
Well, that was one thing. Okay.
What else did he do?
So I'm kind of tied in with them, allegedly. Okay. We're just going to say that. We're just going to say allegedly. I may know some people that have put me with some people, and I may know some people and know some things.
I'll pretend I have no
idea. I have shopped with them for many years. I got my Carmines from there. There's a few pairs of Dunks I got from there. What was the last shoes I got from there? It was probably some Halloween Dunks.
It wasn't the Dodgers.
No, but I have those. Yep. I do have those. Okay. Anyway, I've shopped with them for many years, right? Gotcha. And then got familiar, got acquainted with somebody. They put me with somebody else and whatever. And then I know there were rumors, but I don't know if they're true or not. Well, now they're in hella trouble because, did I put his name in here? I didn't. One of the owners was caught basically rerouting shoe shipments from... that were intended for Nike, but like they got routed once they hit the US from the factories, they basically slapped other labels and sent them to Cool Kicks. So it's like receiving hella stolen shoes, like thousands and thousands and thousands worth of stolen shoes. Yep. So that owner has been fired. And I'm like, are y'all gonna be able to keep the store, or are they gonna start digging in all y'all shit now? Because they keep getting in trouble. I feel like the fake shoe thing happened like a year, maybe 2 years ago when that surfaced and hit the news. Now this, I'm like, I don't know how much longer they're going to keep it going.
I think the point is to try to sell them to like a reseller for way more money at the end of the day. I think
Michael Jordan, they do be taxing.
Michael Jordan's son owns a shoe store and got accused of that. Like instead of selling everything to a reseller. Yeah, they're running twists. I mean,
the shoe business itself is shady.
Like, I'm sorry. If I can get 600 for a pair as opposed to the 100, I might, it would be tempting.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The StockX, they've come out and said StockX was selling hella fake shoes.
They've gotten busted a few times.
And that got quiet. So I don't know. GOAT, like, I don't know. Like, who's authenticating everything that comes through them is what I want to know.
I think that, like StockX and those places, because they trade like on the stock market, I think they're at least attempting, but they've gotten caught too. And I think GOAT.
They have.
I don't think GOAT. I don't know how many times they've been caught. I don't remember GOAT being caught. But yeah, I mean, I feel like they're coming from the same factory. It's really hard to tell.
They are. And shoes have different grades, right? So like a grade A, a grade B, a grade C, it's all about stitching. Yep. There could be a spot of glue along the sole. That'll change the grade of the shoe. It doesn't mean it's not authentic.
But they should toss away the grade B, but they do sell them at
Like Chic. Chic and Shoe Palace were selling B grade and C grade Jordans and shit on big release dates. And I had employees tell me that. Like these are not, they're charging whatever, but if you could get them somewhere else, let this be last resort.
They're like semi-fake. Like
they're just lower grade. So it's like quality control. It's, they're all coming from the same factories.
Right. It's sort of like what they sell at the outlets.
It should be discounted because it's a lower quality grade. But the stores are not doing that. And they're getting them at a lower price point and then taxing on release dates.
When outlets were a big thing, I didn't realize that, like, okay, you made that just for the outlet.
Right. Sometimes. Yeah. Or it could be a sample.
Yep.
So it's like there's all... It gets
tricky. They know, especially with the outlets. They're like, we got to sell something there. So everything can't be like...
But when people are selling it for retail... And it's a B grade or a C grade, that's when it gets fucked up. But I've been guilty of buying, I think I bought some nines.
I got some shoes for you, I think, that we were suspect
Air Max. And we were like, we should send them, I think, were they from StockX?
They were from StockX.
Yeah, and we almost
were gonna
send them.
And they had a piece of glue on there, but then they ended up being good enough. You're like, okay, I'm staring at the tip of this shoe, and it's like,
I was
whatever.
Being picky.
Well, I mean, I think we all
I was
are.
Happy to get them early, but I was like, these are not...
Which makes total sense. Like, you don't feel better getting a pair that
And for what you fucking paid, they shouldn't have been, you know what I'm saying? Because they were not grade A.
By the time they mark them up and then send the shipping and whatever.
And they're taxing for selling shit early. Like, it's all a game. It's all a fucking game. So if you could find a loophole or whatever, I'm not mad at it. But just be slick. Just be a little more slick about
it. It's a scam. Everything's a scam, right? Like, everything's a scam. Especially shoes. I know people get excited about that $3 shoe that was made in another country.
By a child.
Right.
Yeah, and I know.
It's so, yeah. I'm guilty of it for sure.
I can still get shoes. So if you guys are interested.
I just ordered two pairs.
You did?
Of shoes.
I'm still waiting for your Air Max, your multicolor 95s to come in.
Yeah.
Are they on the way?
Or? I don't know. I know what is on the way.
Share with the class.
Oh, similar to those, but the Bape versions of your shoes right there.
You ordered them for yourself?
Yeah, so we could match.
Did you order me some? Or you wanted me to wear these?
I was thinking about it.
We're not going to match if I have these and you have on Bape ones. So.
And I ordered some new Balances that I probably
overpaid for. You're about New Balanced out. You got like 20 pairs. You got a lot of New Balance. Yeah. Air Force is a New Balance. You're damn near done.
I'm done for sure.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of those shoes. Like, how many pairs of those?
Vans?
Vans do you have?
I have these. I have the black ones. I have brown and white, just not the thick ones, but just the regular low tops. I got rid of some. My skate highs, I got rid of.
Can we talk about something since we're on that page?
Shoes?
You've recently got a ladder. So you were able to get into parts of your
closet that I could not access before.
I'm curious, like, what did you any good finds?
Found some Griffies that I was unsure if I had or not.
Are those the Seattle ones you were looking for?
The Mariners, yes.
Looking for a jersey to match.
Ken Griffey Jr.,
anything else up there?
I found those that have never been worn. I found a pair of Uptempos that have never been worn that are olive green with black Air on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I found... like some 9s, I think some 10s. I found
any purses?
Two pairs of 11s, of bred 11s.
Got it.
Brand new, two pairs of
two
them
pairs.
Because that was an accident, if you remember.
I don't remember.
I found a lot of shit. Yeah. I found a lot of shit.
Anything exciting? Did it feel a little bit like Christmas?
A little bit. Yeah. I found some platform.
It's like Hanukkah Claus.
Who?
Hanukkah Claus. We used to have Hanukkah Claus that would take your stuff and then you would find it and be excited.
And repackage and give it to
you.
Yeah,
it was a
That's a good idea. I found some heels I didn't know I had. Like, I don't really care about those.
It's always good when you find stuff you don't know you had in storage and you're like, oh, it's like brand new.
Brand new. Shopping. Yeah, I don't have to shop. Yeah, so I'll be rotating more shoes out. You'll see less of the Vans, probably.
I'm going to get a shoe camera, too. So.
A shoe camera?
So people can see my shoes.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you have a shoe shot, see?
Oh, for your... Yeah. For when you're... Yeah, you should. You should show off the shoes. I think that's a good idea. So anyway, school is coming. So I'm starting to order the girls, like Lonnie and P's, more shoes. Because it's, like, school shopping time. So... Reach out if you're interested in any shoes, and I'll let you know what I can get, and just figure it takes about 2 weeks for them to arrive, so keep that in mind.
Is there still, like, before school shopping where you, like, go and get, like, a Trapper Keeper and notepads and pencils?
Yeah, backpack.
That used to be
your backpack.
So fun.
I know. I loved school supply shopping.
I'm like, and then you have to start school. You're kind of like, why was I excited?
I keep hyping it up. I'm like, aren't you excited? You get to see your fucking friends. Aren't you juiced? No. She doesn't.
I remember it was like, what color notebook should I get?
I was excited for notebooks, pencil cases.
Trapper Keepers. Do you remember those?
Yeah, of course. They still sell those.
Oh, cool. That's still
a scam. You can still get the vintage ones on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a big fan of those.
In a lunchbox, get like a special lunchbox
with a thermos, like all of that. I miss all of that so much.
And it's so amazing how like getting ready for something is so much funner than doing it.
The anticipation, the buildup.
You're like
the laying out your outfit.
You know it's school, and you know it's school, and it's going to be horrible and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
How were you at school the first day? Were you like nervous?
Excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nervous. Yeah. If I'm starting a new school. But that was usually in the middle of the year because I got bounced around.
Did you like the idea of meeting new friends?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. I was always excited to go to a new school, but it was also nervous because...
I remember feeling nervous about, like, finding the classrooms and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, like, being unfamiliar with where I'm going. But I also went to, like, junior high and shit and high school during a time where, like, gangbanging was a thing.
Mm.
And so there were times when I would go to certain schools and, like, already anticipate getting pressed. Like, right. Bitches was going to try to press me, and we might fight on the first day. Like, it's been... I already knew. So I would wear something, like, if they're like, you're kicked out, you got to go to this new school, you're going to start next week. I would already wear something knowing, like, I'm showing up
on your face,
in sweatpants, like, and fucking trainers, because I know I might have to whoop ass when I get there. Like, it was that kind of shit.
Yeah. But, like, the year before, you didn't prepare. So, like, the year that you do prepare, you just over-prepared.
I'm
kind of
always prepared. Even as an adult, I'm always prepared.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like doing the dresses and heels and shit thing, because I'm always like, you got to be on point.
You're silly.
You never know who's going to run up on you. It's just, I'm just programmed like that. It's annoying.
Okay, that's called paranoia. Just so
a little,
you know,
bit, a little, yeah, bit. Right? My dad is the same way. Yeah. Super, super the same way.
Right. Yeah. Like, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
Yeah, like, carries weapons everywhere. Like, I definitely got that from him because he's still like that to this day. And I'm like, nobody, yeah, is fucking,
it's spooky,
you,
though, in other... Like, when I went back to St. Louis and people are literally... You can just carry a gun on the outside. Like, okay,
that's crazy.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You're ready.
Like, with it showing?
Yes.
Me? Yeah, that's crazy. I, yeah, can't imagine that.
No, because, like, you're just, like, the kindest driver because you're, like, all the road rage.
Because they might
on
shoot
you
at me. Right. Yeah, yeah. It can get crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, the David trial has started.
I've seen a little bit of that.
So it's like, I haven't seen anything that I didn't already know about.
Right.
I already knew about like the exchange of like the new cell phone being,
right,
after her parents took her phone away and filed, you know, a missing child report as a runaway. And then he bought an iPhone and gave it to one of her classmates,
right,
paid one of her classmates to give it to her. Just all of the obstacles that he was like maneuvering around,
right,
that her parents put in place trying to protect, mm-hmm, her. Like, they did what the fuck they was supposed to do. And like, you know, it's hard to keep track of a teenage girl when they keep taking off and they have somebody facilitating that.
Well, especially when you got someone who has that much money and that much
and
access.
And is sending a driver to come, yeah, get you. And like, you
and
know,
you feel,
yeah,
special if you're a kid. Like, you don't understand the
danger you could,
right,
be in. And yeah.
Or just what's really going on. Like, you're like, I'm special. Like, I get,
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. You feel like you're more grown. You feel like you're more mature.
And you don't think you're going to run into a famous psychopathic murderer. Like,
right,
what the fuck? Like, this dude, like, I can't wait till this is, like, done so we can find out, like, what kind of psychosis and crazy
I just
this dude
want
has.
To want him to get death. That's it. Like, he needs to get death.
Yep.
His mother needs to be in jail. I was a little shocked to find out that Celeste was around his family, like,
right,
often. Like, they even visited their home in Texas.
Yeah.
She was helping cover shit up for him. All of the moving, you know, shit into her name before he got picked up. Like,
yeah,
she's trying to hold on to that.
Everyone
money.
Should go to hell. The record label. Everyone knew it was complicit.
Everyone that was working with him.
They're
bodyguards.
Complicit. They saw that young girl. Like, they know. Like, she did not look older,
no,
than... I never saw one picture where she was like, oh, tons of makeup. She looks older. She looks like
a child.
Child.
In every photo.
And
yeah,
everyone should go to hell and lose money, but people are still going to stream. The weirdest thing is I've seen news articles and they're streaming the music in the background. Like,
it needs to be taken down.
All of it.
Yeah.
But record labels are good
for
that.
The mom is trying to hide money so that the family cannot file a civil suit, which is dirty. Put that,
yep,
bitch in jail. There's photos of Celeste sitting with the family at shows.
Tons of them.
The mom knew. The mom knew. The siblings knew. They were around her, yep, and they were helping to cover shit up. And so they're guilty.
And they probably asked him, where is your girlfriend? And he was like, and they're like, you're a murdering piece of shit, but just let it go.
But then when all this came about before he got picked up, like, you click into hide the money mode. You don't click into, like, son, go turn yourself in,
right,
mode. Like, that's disgusting.
Like, therapy mode or,
yeah,
anything.
No.
Like, even if you want to not tell, like, you didn't do anything except cover up what he was doing. I think everyone, like I said, his management, record label. They all knew
security
what was
guards,
going on.
Everybody.
They all knew what was going on.
And there were fake IDs being made. There were people, coming to tattoo at the house. There was one tattoo artist that refused to tattoo her because she looked so young.
Right.
He just called in a different one. So it's like, this wasn't a secret.
No, I don't think it was a secret at all. And I think that people were complicit and they tried to milk it and get as much out of it as they can. And I think that you're proving that because the management was lying. People were just like, come on, you know what's going on. And then it took the police so long to file charges because you guys are protecting him.
I think the police took a long time because they wanted to make sure they had all the evidence they could together before they picked him up so they didn't fuck off.
I think that's true. I just think that getting that evidence would have been easier if people weren't trying to protect a murdering piece of shit.
So I'm following Sloan Hooks. He calls himself a journalist, really cute guy. He is basically going to court every day, being part of the lottery system so that he gets to sit in the courtroom. He's gotten in, I think, almost every day except Friday, I think. And he's drawing pictures of the photos that are being shown. Mm-hmm. He's really being detailed and step-by-step detailing everything that's discussed.
Is he a streamer?
During the trial.
Is he a streamer?
Yeah, he's a content creator. But he goes live when they're on break and, every time they come out after court, he's detailing every detail of everything that's being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good source to follow. There's also another creator, Trap Lore Ross.
Oh, I know who that is.
He's doing the same thing, just detailing everything that's coming out in court, sharing every detail, taking, thorough notes as if you're in the fucking courtroom with them.
He's English.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's great too. So those two pages are what I've been keeping up with, and they're just sharing it all. The most sad thing that I saw was the script, basically, of the transcript of the text messages,
mm-hmm.
where she's talking about abortions and miscarriages. Mm. She was pregnant multiple times. He was pushing her to have a fucking abortion multiple times. One of their responses, she was like, "Do I take the plan B?" And it just sounded so kid-like. And then him apologizing and being like, "We're not going to have any more abortions until we have children." Just manipulating
gross.
This child, this little fucking girl.
And she's looking up to him like he's a smart,
and
grown
she's like,
person.
What do I do? Do I take the plan B? And then maybe 2 to 3 months later, had to get an abortion after taking the plan B. Like, it was just, he was getting her pregnant back to back. And it's fucking disgusting.
I'm glad that all this shit is coming out so people can see how terrible he is.
Her responses are so childlike. Mm. It's really fucking sad.
I mean, that's the worst part is like I said, she genuinely looked like a child.
A kid. She wasn't like an overly mature kid. She ain't been out in the world like that, with all this experience. She was a true kid.
Right.
So fucking sad.
He was a true fucking molesting, pervert, murdering piece of shit.
He made contact with her. They met over video games and online when she was 11. They didn't actually have sex until she was 13. And then
from that point on. What the fuck?
Yep.
Dudes are fucking horrible.
Granted, really
not all psycho
predatory.
Killers, but that's just terrible.
Yeah, really gross. I watched a lot of shit this weekend. We watched Toxic Love Story.
Oh, okay. Good. That was the
I
one
think I... you watched it first. You told me to watch
yep.
it.
Yep. Insane story, right?
So,
what the fuck?
The twists and turns of this fucking story. Basically, you start out and you're watching in this and you're like, okay, this bitch is a lying psycho, right?
Right. Completely.
But then met her match.
Oh, God.
And it's like, how do two people come together and fit so perfectly on the same bullshit? Like, on the same lying, storytelling, life-ruining bullshit. It kind of reminded me in the beginning of the lady that lied about being pregnant and maternity shit.
It did. That's why I said I kept
getting... And I was like, oh, it's another white woman on this same bullshit, right?
Next level shit.
they took it a step further. She ends up leaving her crazy situation, chaos she created with lies, and goes and meets her match. Yep. And it's like, oh, you're down to lie too, there's basically.
For everybody.
Oh my God. The way they did it, the way they set it up, though, the twists and turns, it's just so unexpected. Yep. And then when the truth is revealed, it's like, hold on, what?
I thought it was over. And then there was like a whole
And
other,
then it was like, no, was like, you don't even know the whole story. Yeah. I thought it was ending like twice. And I was like, okay, this just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. That's on Netflix. Tell me what y'all think. Yeah, that was a California case.
We won't ruin that yet, but that was crazy story. Fucking
crazy. Grey Gardens, I watched on HBO. Are you familiar?
No, I couldn't log in. I don't know what that is.
So Grey Gardens is old, and it's like documentary style, raw footage. Someone, cameraman, whatever, went and recorded this woman and her elderly mother in a mansion, a rundown mansion with no electricity in the East Hamptons.
Right.
And, you know, they were like debutantes, like back in the day.
New York
City,
Hamptons.
East Hampton, yeah. They were, you know, they had money and they were important people back in the day. And it's like they just kind of stayed living together and, you know, isolated in this home on this property that they didn't keep up with. And I think they both just like went a little cuckoo. And I've always seen clips and memes like of still shots from Grey Gardens. And I never really knew what it was. I tried to watch it a couple of times, but like I was too tired or couldn't get into it and fell asleep on it. So I never watched the whole thing.
Is that what their mansion was called? Like their estate was called?
Their property was called Grey Gardens. Okay. And I finally watched the whole thing. And at one point, I'm just like, what am I watching? Like, I felt guilty watching it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just kind of a horde, but also not. Like, there was space to walk around, but it was definitely garbage and gross shit around. And just, like, the property had no electricity. I don't know if they had running water. They had, like, this mini fridge in the bedroom that had ice cream in it and, like, canned meat that they ate with crackers and shit.
So it was like a hoarder's movie on steroids.
Kind of, but, like, pre-hoarders. It's like, this was probably filmed in the 80s, maybe the early 90s. The daughter is nuts, but also fabulous.
Right.
The mother is a pain in the fucking ass, but also great in her own way. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. It's just, it's a good watch.
That's cool. Like if you have if you have enough money where they haven't took your house, but you can still create.
They still have the house. Yeah.
I get it.
And they have a gardener that comes in. You could tell he's just like, Jesus Christ. Like you could tell I forget his name, but he's just like rolling his eyes. Like, can you write me a check? There's like this young neighbor, this young dude that comes over and then like,
are people like playing along like the house looks good or are they just
no,
like
no that like this guy comes, this young dude comes and hangs out sometimes and I can't tell if he wants to fuck the daughter or if maybe he wants to fuck the mom. The daughter's like in her 50s or 60s. The mom is like 80 or something. They're older. But it's just, it's so bizarre. But if you ever want to be a fly on the wall in an entertaining, dirty mansion, there's like holes in the walls, raccoons are popping their heads out, there's cats everywhere. Crazy. There's a cat like shitting behind this beautiful painting in the bedroom and they don't care. They're like, whatever, it's fine. It's just, it's filth, but like it's just also interesting. The daughter like breaks out in dance sometimes. So they argue.
So they're like delusional rich people on top
delusional
of
delusional and very crazy, but also interesting. The daughter has these fabulous fucking outfits she changes into every day.
That sounds cool.
It's actually cool. She's just longing to go back to New York. The mom is not letting her. The mom's like, you're not going nowhere.
It's like, you can't leave the Hamptons and go back to New York where you're famous.
You're not going back to NYC. Like, that's over with. But the daughter's like, I'm never going to get skinny again unless I go back to NYC. Like, it's just, it's chaos.
That's
but
crazy.
It's really good. It's on HBO. Watch it. Grey Gardens, if you're not familiar.
Cool.
Me and the girls watched Companion. I was unaware. I wanted to see that in the theaters when it came out. And I was like, oh, I really want to see that. Didn't watch a trailer, didn't know what the fuck it was about, and it's basically a Black Mirror episode in movie form.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I didn't know that.
I saw that. I didn't even catch what it was about when I was watching it. I watched it months ago, but like, You know, they got me. Like, I didn't know that she was a robot or whatever.
It's one of those where it makes me glad that I don't watch trailers and I just go into shit blind sometimes.
That was one of those ones. Because
it was like, yeah.
That it catches good. You. You're like, oh, I didn't get this at all.
Yeah, we really liked it. So if you like Black Mirror type shit,
what was that one that we started that we're like watched a few episodes of?
Something bad is going to happen.
Yeah. Have you not watched?
I haven't watched anymore. I think we watched three of them.
Yeah, we did. And I'm tempted to press four, but like I'm waiting for you.
Don't you do it. Don't you fucking, you'll pay if you do it. We started that and I'm really enjoying that. That's not really what I thought it was going to be either. It's a little darker.
Yeah, it's good. I thought it was
done
well. Who was that who did it again? It was the you brought up who did the show. They did a movie. I don't know. They did another movie that was good or something.
Me and the girls also watched The Substance. The Substance is with Demi Moore.
That's creepy.
It's the one she won all those awards for. It's the creepiest of creepy.
Didn't we watch that?
We watched it a long time ago, but the girls had never saw it.
I couldn't watch it. Like that's I can't take
it. If you want to grab your face and pull on it and scream while you're watching a movie, watch that. The girls had not seen it. The girls, Peas and
Bunny.
Santana should not have been watching this. But I was like, it's creepy. Like, you ain't seen it? And Bunny was like, shit, put it on. We had just got done watching Companion.
Okay.
She was ready for more. So I was like, it's really creepy. She was like, go for it. I'm like, Santana. Oh,
they get trigger warnings at least.
Santana, it's creepy. I don't know if you should watch this. Watch it. Bunny ends up falling asleep past the midway point. Santana stays up through the whole fucking thing. And afterwards, it's like she had to cover her eyes a few times. She's like, I think I'm going to have nightmares.
So yeah, Pease made it through it, though. Like, that's incredible.
She finished
I couldn't barely make it through it.
And then talked about it the whole next day. Like, was like, that was so creepy. I'm surprised I didn't have nightmares. Like, keeps bringing it up. We went in the living room at one point. She put it back on just so she could watch the end scene. And I was like, why are you doing that? And she goes, this is just the good part. This is not a scary... What? So she wanted to just watch that part
again? She's
going to
be one of those people that loves scary movies.
Yeah, she probably is.
I don't like scary movies like that.
It's horror? Would you describe it as horror?
I don't know. You've made me... The creepiest movie that I watched, you've generally put me in front. You've put it in front of me and I'm scarred. I'm scared.
Every time you suggest something,
I'm like, I already feel empty inside.
We just kind of scratched the surface. I have more. We can go deeper. Yeah.
I don't want to go deeper.
We can go dark.
I don't want to go deeper.
Yeah. We could go a lot deeper.
I know. You always say that. I don't want
it. So fucked up. Yeah. But watch it. Watch it with the kids. It's a good family film. It's also on HBO. Yeah. We've been
streaming now.
HBO. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys will like it.
Thank you.